Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tasmia and M with your 10am Zedlines. This weekend, over the 14th and 15th, the Australian National DJ Competition, Your Shot, will be taking over the Prince Consort in Fortitude Valley for its Queensland segment. Queensland locals with no prior DJ experience have just undergone 6 weeks of DJ training and are performing their experimental sets back to back for an exciting weekend partying with fresh local DJs. This year contains the biggest lineup yet, with over 100 local Queensland DJs competing to win music festivals and opportunity. The state government is being urged by public transport advocates to scrap a Century motorway tunnel bypass in favour of a high-frequency Brisbane subway system from the western suburbs to the airport. The Brisbane subway was initially conceived of under the 2011 BLI government's Connecting Sec 2031 plan, but has not been mentioned publicly since. The Miles government said that it is focusing less on growing the inner city and more for improving transport options for areas in the greater Brisbane region.
In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese vows to introduce a bill to ban children likely under the age of 14 to 16 from social media by the end of 2024 in an attempt to address growing concerns with digital platforms' impact on young minds. Albanese states, parents want their kids off their phones and on the footy field. So do I. The exact minimum age is yet to be determined. Labor has committed $6.5 million in the federal budget to trial age verification technology, joining China, France, and several states in the US passing laws aimed at restricting social media use for minors. Australian mail distribution and logistics companies like Amazon, AusPost and FedEx have plans of hiring hundreds of people for the festive season, saying that no experience is needed to apply. Jobs will involve packing, shipping and picking customer orders. This initiative will be based at fulfillment centres across Australia in preparation for key events over the holiday season. The hiring blitz provides several opportunities for students, those seeking short-term work, and individuals with no experience to receive an income. Amidst the rise of cost of living, this announcement can help many Australians ease price pressures.
In international news, the impacts from the Typhoon Yagi in Vietnam rise as it continues to sweep across the country. Yagi has been named Vietnam's worst storm this year, with the downpour of rain causing severe landslides and sweeping away homes and infrastructure, including one of Hanoi's largest bridges. In response to this, 4,600 soldiers have been deployed to support flood victims and assist in evacuation. More than 127 people have been killed, 700 injured, and 54 missing, with this number continuing to increase as the storm moves across the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for the news at 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.